I want to introduce you now to one of the archaeologists who've been working with us on the project, Harry Farmer. If we were to transport ourselves back, Harry, to just after the glacial age, when you've got great big sheets of ice and they've melted off, what does that ice do to the landscape?
If you can imagine some 14,900 to 13,700 years ago, you've got this immense braided river network. You've got fast-flowing, huge channels of glacial meltwater, clear blue, and it looks a lot more like kind of Canadian wilderness.
In my imagination, it's really tough landscape to live in.
You wouldn't actually have been able to stand here, because we're talking about vast quantities of water moving around us. But then very, very quickly, over the next 1,000 years or so, that begins to change. And we've actually got radiocarbon dates of 9290 BC to 9490 BC, which shows that by then, these channels are already starting to infill. And actually what we're getting is this richly vegetated and highly oxygenated landscape. And that's the sort of environment that becomes really, really conducive to wildlife, but also human occupation and settlement. Standing here now, what you would have seen is aurochs, which are kind of the forebears of our modern domesticated cattle, but they were actually as tall as a person. So imagine these giant cattle roaming the forest and woodland, and then you would have had giant red deer and other animals like that.
Then when do people start living here? And what's life like? What are they doing here?
The Thames essentially is a highway of the ancient world, you know, buzzing with trade and travel. A lot easier to travel along than going through dense woodland or over hillsides and valleys. And that rich marine environment is exactly what drew people to settle here.
Does that mean that communities lived around the river? It would seem obvious then that crossing points start to become important.
Yeah, not a kilometre away is the site of Runnymede Bridge, where evidence of Neolithic and Bronze Age occupation was found, which essentially means it was a big community gathering spot for an ease-up and a celebration, where there was a lot of drinking and feasting going on, but there was this river frontage and remnants of a wharf. And then there were these really peculiar sort of axe-hewn posts, maybe not too dissimilar from totem poles, and a human skull from that Bronze Age occupation, the beginnings of a ceremonial site. Family groups would have come together to get married or to trade. We found the fragment of a Bronze Age sword dated to about 1000 to 800 BC. That came out of the site of a known paleo channel of the Thames, and that's been deliberately deposited there. We can't be sure why people did it, but we do know that they placed other coveted objects here, like Middle Bronze Age spearheads. We found two of them at Runnymede in the River Thames. And then we've also got back to the Neolithic, so around 4,000 to 5,000 years ago, a greenstone axe, which is this beautifully polished axe head that would have actually been acquired from as far away as the Lake District. So a really important landscape.